Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Aleph. We are holding at the Tanu Rabbanan, which is five lines off the top of the Amud. Tanu Rabbanan, we have learned the following in a Braisa. HaKorei Pasuk Shel Shir HaShirim. One who reads he recites a verse from Shir HaShirim, which is meant to be sung, but using the proper notes. And he takes it and he turns it into a song. He composes a song with words of Shir HaShirim. Va'isa, oisa, kimin zemer. And the Farshim explained that it's only when he's trying to... Several Mepharshim explained that's only when he's trying to divert it. Use it, you know, to generate excitement. But if he's trying to actually bring out the meaning of the words and inspire himself to closeness to Hashem, to Dveikus, that's acceptable. And Rashi explains that the Chiddush is even Shir HaShirim, which is a shir, meant to be sung, but if it's diverted and abused, then it falls under this banner of HaKorei Pasuk Shel Shir HaShirim Bo'isukim in Zemer, which leads to detrimental results. V'akoyre pasuk, or likewise, if one recites, you know, any other pasuk during his party, not the way the pasuk is meant to be read, not for the intended, meaning and message of that pasuk. V'akoyre pasuk veis mishtois, where they drink wine. Rashi says, he's using it as schoik, using the psukim to generate fun, excitement. Belezmane, out of place, out of time, it's just not the right place. It's not, Rashi says, like yamtiv, as opposed to taking his kais of wine on yamtiv, and Omer of the Rehagoda, psukim minyan shel yom, psukim that, describe the yamtiv, and, that's okay, that's recommended. But here he's doing it, in the wrong time. Belezmane, maybe ra la'ilam, it generates ra. It has detrimental effects because he's diverting the holy and precious words of Torah and putting it to applying it frivolously and just inappropriately. Look, the Torah bemoans its fate, dons a sackcloth as an expression of mourning. Vaymedes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents itself to Hashem and complains. V'meres lefanav, Ribbono shel Olam, look, asuni b'necha, your children turned me into a clown, to a laughing stock. Kikinar, like an instrument, shemenagnu b'leitzim, which the clowns used to party and to sing their silly songs. Amrlo, Hashem responds to the Torah, biti, my daughter, b'sho sho'ichen v'shoisen. What else do you expect from them while they're, having their meal? But may I ask, what then should they be busy with? Amr lefanav, Torah responds, Ribbono shel Olam, im bali mikrahein. There are more appropriate activities to be done. Let them learn. Let them say divrei Torah. And likewise, shirois v'sishpachis to Hashem. Right? Im bali mikrahein. Like there's mirois we see on Shabbos, right? And Yom Tov. In Bali Mikrahen, if there are people that are versed in, in Tanakh, Yasku Batero, Binabim Buksu. In Bali Mishnahen, if they're experts in Mishnah, if that's their thing, Yasku Mishnah, let them be involved in Mishnah. Balach is about Godis. In Bali Talmudin, so then there's plenty to do. Yasku Bilchas Pesach or Pesach. If it's Pesach, speak about the Yamtiv. Bilchas Atzeres, Batzeres, and Shavuos. Bilchas Chag B'chag. Hey, Rabbi Shimon Alazim, Shimon B'Shimon, Ben Chananya. On the flip side, on the positive side, kol hakorei pasuk bezmanoi, if he does it in the right time, in the right context, in the right place, maybe tova la'olam, he brings about tova, the bracha of the Torah. Shenemar v'davar be'itai, a message in its right time, in its right place, in the right context, in the right mood, the right intention, has the best impact, Matoiv. If one recites a pasuk as a chant to heal a wound, so that's on the list of Ein Lahem Chelek L'Olam Haba. Because again, he's taking something precious, something holy, something Torah, and degrading it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that's because he spits beforehand. That's the way they did it. Uverekik Ba. He spits on the Makkah, and then he recites this chant, this pasuk, and that's the issue here, because Levishayim Askirin Shem Shamayim Ala Rekika. It's inappropriate to recite Hashem's name after spitting. Rashi says it appears like he's associating Hashem's name with the spit. So it's only in a case of Rekikba. Itmar, Rav Amar, he adds another element, Afilu Neged Tzaras, even without a pasuk without Hashem's name mentioned, is also a problem. For instance, a pasuk called Neged Tzaras, right, a person has a Nega, he comes to the Kohen, there's no mention of Hashem's name still, because he's using the pasuk and in an inappropriate venue. Rav Chanina Amar, Afilu Veikra Moshe, takes a random pasuk, which mentions no Nega, mentions no illness, no Hashem Hashem. But again, he's taking the words of Torah and using it inappropriately. That's the problem. Tana Rabbanan. Sachin, one can smear ointment, umamashmashin, and massage one who has some sort of intestinal ailment, b'bnei me'ayim b'shamas. So you can massage the b'nei me'ayim and be in sach. And we're going to see soon, it's specifically in this order. First Sicha and then Mishmash. Because it has to be done differently than the way it's done during the week. Right? It shouldn't look like he's doing a remedy, refuah, which is a problem on Shabbos, because it might lead to actually preparing the medicines. We'll see in a minute. Okay, so that's allowed. V'loichshin l'chishas nechashim v'akravim b'Shabbos. Likewise, what else is allowed on Shabbos? To call out these l'chishos, these chants, to freeze the snakes and the scorpions, and halt them from coming to attack. Ma'vir n'klei al gabi ha'ayin b'Shabbos. Likewise, if one has some sort of ailment in his eye, one can take a certain kli and place it over his eye. Ma'vir n'klei al gabi ha'ayin b'Shabbos. And Rashi explains because it's something which is typically done even during the week, even for healthy people, to cool off one's eyes. It doesn't necessarily present as an act of refuah. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, b'med v'mamurim, when does it not look obvious? B'kli anitel, if he's using a utensil which is not muktzah, av b'kli shein anitel, but if he's using a kli which is muktzah, then it gives the impression that he's doing something out of the ordinary. He's trying to, out of desperation, he's trying to heal himself. Asur, it may not be done on Shabbos. Vein she'alan b'dvar shedim b'Shabbos. Rashi explains, in the olden days, when they lost an item, they would go to the, they would petition with the shedim, with the spirits, to locate their lost item. We may not do that on Shabbos. Rashi explains, why? Pasuk says, "Mimtzecha cheftzecha v'daber dov." On Shabbos, you're not meant to be involved in, your own mundane activities, and and this is considered one of those. Rabbi Yisrael Eimer Apachoil Asur. Even during the weekdays, one must refrain from petitioning the Shadim. Om Rav Huna, halachah Rabbi Yisrael, and it's not a halachic issue that he's concerned about. V'af Rabbi Yisrael le'omra el mishum sakana. Rabbi Yisrael was just concerned about sakana. Associating with the Shadim, they can come and haunt him. He heard that Rabbi Tzavar Yosef, there was a story that he lost something, and he went to ask the Shadim, and the Shadim struck out at him. Divla Ba'arza, he got swallowed up into this cedar, pine tree, whatever. It's Avali Nisa, And lucky for him, he had a miracle. Paka Arza, the tree split, Upalte, and he came out. Turn it up on him. So back to smearing and massaging on Shabbos. Sochen, umim mashmishin, bimnei mi'ayim b'Shabbos, that's allowed. Provided it's done a bit differently than during the weekdays. Ublabad shelo ya'as ha'kadeh sho'oseh b'chol, it's meant to highlight the fact that it's Shabbos, do it differently. Hechi Ovid, how should you do it differently? We have two options. Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina Omar. Soch, first he places the oil on the area, and then he massages it up, which is the opposite of the way it's done during the weekdays. It's a shinui, right, to show that it's Shabbos. Rabbi Chanina Omar, soch o memashmish bas achas. He does it all at once. Only that's considered a shinui. He does a sikh and the mishmas together as one. That's a true deviation from the norm. Tana Rabbanan. Sarei Shemen, the masters of oil, as she says. This is also some sort of shade association. The Sarei Beitzim, masters of the eggs, the egg shells. So Mutar and Lishal Ben, you're allowed to go ahead and address them and converse with these spirits. But it's not really very recommended, because it's not really fruitful. Elo b'mishim machazbin. They misrepresent the truth, so it's not really worth your while. Loichashin al shemesh b'kli. One is meant to know that those who involve themselves with these shadim typically do it with oil that's in a container. That's the way they do it. Vein loichashin al shemesh b'yad. But they will not do the lachash using oil in one's hand. So therefore, l'fichach, sochen mishemen shebiyad. One need not be concerned about using oil that was in somebody's hand for his personal use. No, there's no concern about getting involved in the shadim, because these were not used for shadim, because they were just in the hand. Vein sochen mishemen shebekli. But if you find oil in a kli, and there's a concern that perhaps somebody use it for the shadim activity, keep away from that shemen. In fact, there was a story involving Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, Iklil Agur Shpiza. He shows up in this hotel. I see le mishcha b'mono. They served him oil in the kli. And without knowing, shaf, he applied it to his face. Nafkan le tzimchi ba'apeh. Suddenly there are these pimples growing out of his nose, because of the evil spirits embedded in these in this material. Nafakashok, so he came out to the street. Chazita Yita says, this woman notices his strange looking face. Amra, she says, oh, I know what it's from. Zika Dechemes. I see the spirit of this certain spirit called Chemes. Kachazina Hoch, I see over there. I'm going to help you out quickly. Avdale Milsa, she did some sort of counter chant, antidote. She had Itasi, and he was healed. Omale Rab Abba, he turned Rabba Bar Mori. Ksiv, we have a pasuk called Amachla Asher Santu Mitzrayim. All the illnesses, all the plagues that I have placed on the Mitzrayim, Lo Yosem Alecha, Hashem promises, I will not give it to you. Kani Hashem Refecha, because I'm your healer. Here comes the obvious question. Why heal if there's no illness placed? Hashem never applied the illness. Why would he need to be healed? Amrli, he responded. Hachi Amr Rabbi Yechon explains. Mikro zeh me'atzma nidrash. The pasuk is really self-explanatory. Shenamar, look at the entire pasuk. Hashem says like this. You have two options. Never to get sick, or to get healed if you do. Depends on your behavior. If you heed Hashem's mitzvahs, if you listen closely, if you follow the rules, right? So, im tishma, if you listen, layosim. Yeah, I will not apply these illnesses to you. You'll stay healthy. You'll be protected. But otherwise, if you deviate, then awesome. You might fall into one of these situations, but still, afal pikein, Hashem promises, I will come and heal you. Omar Rabba Barachana. Here comes a story involving Rabbi Eliezer. Kshachodar Rabbi Eliezer, and Blazer fell ill. Nichnasu Talmid of Levakri. He had a visit from his Talmidim. Omer Len, he turns to his Talmidim, Chema Azi, Yishboyen, there's immense anger circulating in the world. Look, I'm all sick, right? Rashi says he was relating to himself, right? Shaka Asol of Hamokim, V'yichbid Cholyoy. I'm very ill due to Hashem's displeasure with me. They all started crying. Rabbi Kiva Masachik. Rabbi Kiva, one of the Talmidim, seemed to be cheerful. Amar Lai, so they turned to him. Why? Why cheerful? Lamata Masachik. Amar Lai, he says, well, why are you sad? V'chivi pnei atem boichem. Amar Lai, what do you mean? Look at our Rebbe. In distress, Efshar Sefer Torah, they called him a Sefer Torah, Shara B'Tzakr, a Sefer Torah, be in distress, and us not feel for him, B'lein Nifke. Amar Lehen, he says, well, exactly that. L'chach ani masachet, that's exactly why I'm satisfied. You know why? Listen to this twist. Shekol Zman Shani Roye Rebbe. All this while when I observed that our Rebbe was riding the pinnacle of success. Shein Yenei Machmitz. All these are either literal or meant to be taken figuratively. His wine is not souring. He's having financial success. Vein Peshtoyne Loike. His flax is not spoiling. Vein Shimnei Mavdish. His oil is not. Vein Dubshanei Matfish. His honey is not getting ruined. Success all around. Amarti, I have to start, considering that maybe Shema Chas V'Shalom Kibel Rebbe Alomi, perhaps our Rebbe is getting his reward, his eternal reward in this world with nothing left for the future. That's very concerning. Because who has a fully successful life? Only somebody who Hashem wants to just pay off in this world. But now that I see that our Rebbe is really in distress, that makes me happy. That is a guarantee that he will have schar, many schar, much schar l'olam haba. V'achshavan shani roya, Rebbe v'tzani sameach, amaloi. So his Rebbe overheard this discussion. Akiva, he says, klub chesarti min ha-Torah kula? Is there anything in the Torah that I left out? Why would I be getting this tzar? Amaloi, Akiva responds gently to his Rebbe, haven't you taught us once? There's no perfect man. And therefore the yisurim are meant for your benefit, to cleanse you and purify you, to ensure your beautiful portion for eternity. That's reason for rejoicing. Nobody is perfect. Tanu Rabbanan, another story involving Rabbi Lezer, nichnasu arbo zekein levakroi, four scholars came to visit him. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Nazar, Rabbi Kiva. And each one wanted to give him a word of inspiration. And then Rabbi Tarfon v'Amar, Rabbi Tarfon gets up and speaks like this. So then Rabbi Tarfon calls out, Toivato liYisrael mitiba gushamim. Rabbi, your influence, your impact on our nation is greater than rain. Because rain is just physical, short-lived. But your impact will be felt forever. Shatibish Hashem in Baylam Azeh, the Rebbe, but you, Rebbe, Baylam Azeh, U Baylam Abba. Man Rabbi Shua, Amar Rabbi Shua was next, and he says, Toivata li Yisrael, Yosim Gakal Chama. Our Rebbe, you're greater for our nation than the sun. Shagagal Chama is only Baylam Azeh. Right, as we learned earlier, that later on, Baylam Abba will have Hashem's Shechina. And the sun will be deemed obsolete, right? But you, the Rebbe, Ba'ilam Azeh, U'Ba'ilam Abba, you give us life in this world and the next. Nen Rabbi Lezer Mazayi, Yoyimar, Toivato, Yisrael, Eisim Ave'im, you're better than parents. Shah Ve'im is only Ba'ilam Azeh, the Rebbe, Ba'ilam Azeh, Ba'ilam Abba. Nen Rabbi Kiva, Omar, it's a slightly different message, consistent with his earlier message, Chaviv and Yisurin. Hardships, difficulties are dear, are precious. Amar Lehem, Sir Blazer, perked up and he says, Samchuni, hold me up. Ve'eshma divir Akiva Talmidi. I want listen to my Talmud Akiva's message. Shamar, who just told us Chaviv and Yisurin. Akiva zu menayin lecha. He says, Akiva, how do you know this fact? Amar lehan, he says, Mikra ani derish. Look at the pasuk in Malachim. Look what Yisurim can accomplish. Great things. Things that other things can't bring to. We have the story involving Menashe, who's Chizkiyah HaMelech's son, who deviated and was considered a Rasha, but then he turned back to Hashem and did Teshuvah because of his hardships. Ben Shtemesh Rishana Menashe B'Malchai, he turned king at 12, V'chamishim V'chamishana Malch B'Yishalayim, V'yas Hara B'ni Hashem. Hashem wasn't too pleased with his activities. Uksiv. The question is, the obvious question is, with such a great father like Chizkiyah, how could he have been this way? Gam Eile Mishlei Shleimai, Asher Etiku Anshe Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda. In fact, who recorded Shleimai Melech's great wisdoms in Mishlei? It was Chizkiyah and his students. So he was a Marbitz Torah. He was an inspirational figure. Chizkiyah Melech Yehuda. You think Chizkiyah, the great man that he was, the great teacher, he taught everybody else except for his, neglected his own son. His own son Menashe. How could this have happened? That his own son conducted this, lived this type of life. Elo mikol Torah. The answer is yes. Mikol Torah shatarach bay, umkol amal shamal bay. All the effort, all the work, all the toil that his father expended by in his son, didn't do the trick. Didn't keep him on track. Ultimately, what did the trick? Elo Yisurin. His pain, his hardship that Hashem brought on him later on. So nothing worked except for Yisurin. Shanam vaydabar Hashem al Menashe vel ambay. Vel yikshivu. Menashe and his people did not listen to Hashem. Hashem reluctantly brought upon them. They were attacked by the foreign armies. They captured him. They chained him. It took him to Babel. We have a pasuk describing the very end where he was in great distress, and he called to Hashem. Finally, that forced him to turn to Hashem. He lost his status, he lost his pride, he lost his confidence. Submitted to Hashem, finally, Vayertali Hashem, in fact, acquiesced to him, Vayishmat Chinosai, Vayishive Yerushalayim Machusai. And now, Vayeda Menashe, Menashe knew and acknowledged, Hashem is the only one, Hashem Olikim. Interestingly, there's a girsa they bring on the side that for some reason was deleted from the Gemara, which describes the whole process of how it happened. My Ovidle, I'll just read from the side. What did they do to him in Babel that brought him to his knees and to turn to Hashem? Shadyu bedudud nechasha. They placed him into this metal, this copper vat, and they lit a fire underneath it. Shadu nur to save. I've come and started too, and he's getting very hard, very difficult in there. Amar, he says, Heichle avdu shadu. I'm stuck. Nekrai la kadosh baruch hu. Do I call out to Hashem? He's certainly very unhappy with me. I call the idols. I know they're worthless. Let's play Mamasha. Ma'asas, what do you do? First, he tried the Avedazar. They didn't. The big idols, they didn't respond. Karalik Tanmi called the smaller idols. He got no response. Omar returned to Hashem. Rubani Shalalim. Iman Isali, honestly. If you return and you respond to me, great. Otherwise, Amina, I will claim Iu Nami Kavasayin. That Hashem is just like the other powers, because he didn't respond to me like the other ones. So he used sort of a form of blackmail. Miyad vayad vayasaloy, Hashem responded, vayishveil machusay, and restored him to his former status. So this only happened through Yisurim, right? Holamanto. That's our conclusion. Shachaviv and Yisurim, says Rabbi Akiva, I learned from here about the power of Yisurim, and sometimes Hashem has to bring it onto a person to bring him to his right, to the right result. Tana Rabbanan, on this topic of Menashe's petition to Hashem, which was obviously not a very, respectful way of turning to Hashem. It was sort of like a blackmail. Shloi Shabo Balila. In fact, he wasn't the only one who had this attitude. Three individuals throughout history, rather than approaching Hashem with submission. As she says, Balila means Shloi Bo Levakish Lefinei Kadosh Baruch Hu, using conventional tefillah. Elabo Balila. Some sort of an argument, right? Debating Hashem. Shamru Dvarim Shal Nitzuach, Shein Lam Tshuva. They use some sort of twisted logic to sort of debate Hashem instead of just asking and requesting like a mensch. Who are these three? Elohim Kayin, when he killed Hevel. Esav, when he realized that the brachas were taken away. And our king over here, Umenashe. Where is it found by Kain? Dechsev God lavaydim in a soy. After he killed Hevel, he says to Hashem, God lavaydim in a soy. What did he mean? Omar lefonav. He turned to Hashem. Ribon Hashem, klum God lavaydim mishishim riboy. Is my sin really greater than the sin committed by 600,000 Jews in the desert? Shasidin lach lefonecha, who in the future will sin that great sin of the eagle, about to sulech lehem, and certainly you're going to forgive them. Why is my sin greater than them? Instead of asking and beseeching Hashem's compassion, he argued his case. He argued the merits of his case. What about Esav Tichsiv? When he lost the bracha to Yaakov, he turned to Yitzchak and says, "Ha bracha achas hilucha avi? You only have one bracha left. Certainly you have more." And in fact, the Marsha explains the Gemara, he says a little bit more than just, he says that his argument was, his taina was towards Hashem. He was addressing Hashem. You have nothing left in your repertoire of brachas? So you mean to say there are other competing powers? So you have your allotment and they have theirs? Meaning, if you're the only one, then you have many. Many left for giving. And in fact, Hashem responded to him in kind and gave him allowed Yitzchak to give him more brachas. And Menashe, as we explained before, betchila kara lehus harbi. Initially, he called out to the other gods, and he used that as sort of a leverage point to address Hashem, and so to speak, get Hashem to accept his request. Okay, another item on the list of the Mishnah: those who do not have a chelik lo'elum haba, according to Abashol Eimer afahoge es Hashem b'si Yosef. Likewise, a person who expresses Hashem's full name, Rashi says it's the long 42-letter name of Hashem. Some say it's the same name of Feirish, the four-letter, but according to Rashi, it's the more elaborate letter. He reads it and he does it in a disrespectful way. Tana, we're going to write, so big vulin. He did it outside the Beis HaMikdash, because in the Mikdash, it's not so terrible, because they're accustomed to saying the Shem Hashem, but he did it in a random place. Umloshim Oga, in a foreign language. So it's two strikes against him, the place and the format. Therefore, it's grossly inappropriate. And, Shloisha Malachim Ba'arbo Adyaitis. So we have a list of three kings, four ordinary citizens, who fit the bill of Olam Habo forfeiture. Tanur Rabbanan. Let's first address Yeravam. Why was he called Yeravam? Sheribeyam. As she says, Sheribeitz es Yisrael beishpilam. He lowered Klal Yisrael by bringing them to do bad stuff. Davar Acher, Yeravam, another pshat, Sheasam Riva ba'am. He generated discord and infighting in our nation, Rashi says. He got some people to do Avodah Zarah, and then they were opposed by the others, and that brought machlokes. So he caused discontent. Another reason why it's Yeravam, she'asam riba ben Yisrael avin shashabayim. He made a machlokes between Klal Yisrael and Hashem by causing them to sin. He was Yerovam, and his father's name was Nevat, Ben Nevat. What does Nevat mean? Ben, he's the son of a man, Shenivet, who observed some sort of vision, but he misunderstood his vision. Shenivet v'lo yirah, he didn't analyze it properly. And he misconstrued it. As we're going to see later. Tana, we learned in a braisa, he had many names. This man's name was Nevat. Who Nevat? Who Micha? He's the famous, infamous Micha who established the Pesel Micha. Who Sheva ben Bichri, who rebelled against David HaMelech. Same man. Why all these names? Nevat means Nevat Shenivet V'Leira. He viewed but didn't understand properly. Micha means Shenismach Mechve Binyan. He was inserted into the bricks, right? That was the whole story in Mitzrayim. Moshe turned to Hashem. He says, look, now it's way worse. They have no raw material. They're using the babies as bricks. Hashem says, well, I know these babies that are inserted are going to be Rishayim Gmurim, so better leave them there. And Moshe says, okay, well, Hashem offers him, you know what? We'll do a sample test. And Moshe Rabbeinu took one out. Turns out that he made Pesel Micha, a big Rasha who caused Yisrael to sin. And what was his real name? Mashmoy. Sheva b'mich rishma, ten rabbanon, shloisha, three individuals, nivtu b'leiro, they viewed, they saw, and they thought they had understood, but they misunderstood, and they misapplied it, to their detriment. Ve'ilu, and who are these three people? Nevat, v'chitevel, v'tzdagnini pare, and the stargazers, the advisors of pare. Okay, what about Nevat? Ro eish, he had this sort of vision, this dream, of a flame, sheyotis me'amasai, exiting his male organ. Who savar, he misunderstood it to mean, just like the fire rules over everything, he's going to be the king. Iyu malach. Wallahi. Actually, that's not what happened. And because he thought so, Rashi explains, he became he gathered our nation and he was trying to establish himself as a leader, rebelled against the king. So that was based on his misunderstanding, thinking that he's going to be the king. Because in reality, it wasn't really meant for him. Velohi, it was incorrect. There was going to be a king, but not him. His child, Yerovam. Who did Ofet Mene, which, who was his child? Who turned out to be the king? The second man on the list who misunderstood a vision was Achitofel. Ro Tzaras. Shazor Chalel Amasa, he saw some sort of leprosy developed on that same area. And the Maharal explains, just like a person afflicted with leprosy has to stay separate. So he understood that a remez, that's a symbolic of kinghood, kingship, who's separate, who's above the nation. And again, he misapplied it to himself. Husavar, iu malach. He figured he's going to become the king. Veloi was not true. Bas Sheva, Bitoi, some add, Bas Bitoi, Bat Sheva, his granddaughter, who did not come in Shlema. She had Shlema, who turned out to be the king. So it wasn't related to himself, rather to his grandchild, or his great-grandchild, and because he misunderstood the message, he plotted against David HaMelech, thinking that he's going to become king. And finally we have, it's Tagnini Paroi, Dom Rav Chama Bar Chanina Maideh Chsiv. What does the pasuk mean? Heima Mei Meriva, when Moshe, Rabbeinu, and Aaron HaKohen were punished by the Mei Meriva because of the whole story of the waters, you know, at the end of the travel through the Midbar. Hey, these are the waters referenced elsewhere. Why? Hey, these are the waters which had been noticed way, way, way back. Hey, ma, Shero, it's Nagnini Pare, back in Egypt, the stargazers, they sensed that the leader of Kal Yisrael will be tripped up with water, which had some truth to it. But rather than it relating to the immediate situation in Mitzrayim, it related to something way off in the future, that Moshe Rabbeinu will be punished because of the Mei Meriva. So they saw the waters, but they misunderstood the whole scene. Hey, Mishro, is Tagnini Pari Beto. They made a mistake. Ro, they got this sort of message. Shemayishian shall Yisrael b'mayim aloike. Our nation's leader will be struck down with water. Amr, they figured, okay, Easy solution. Apparently he's susceptible to water, so let's throw him into the water. Amru kala ben ayiloid, hayroyot hashlichu. So they made this decree, this edict. All newborn males into the river, thinking this will be the fulfillment of their vision. Right, that the Moshe Rabbeinu leader will be struck down in water. Vein lo yadu. However, they didn't realize shal iske me miriva loike. It was not referring to the immediate future, it was referring to something way down the road, that the Meiberiva is going to be something which will bring him punishment. Okay, so all these individuals thought they saw, they understood, but they misunderstood. Munalan le aslam asi, back to Yerubam, how do we know he lost his heavenly portion? Yachsiv vahi bedvar hazeh. So because of his sin, he'll be eradicated. Lahachid means by the mazeh in this world. All his descendants were wiped out. Lahashmin means even the olam haba. Amar Bechman. He was such a bad man. Why was he even zeicha to become a king? Because he did something that gave him a sochus. Because he gave Musar to Shlomo HaMelech. So why then was he punished? Meaning, if he had a sochus, why didn't it protect him from all his averis, you know, keeping him from, protect him from doing averis? Because even though he gave Musar, he admonished Shlomo, it was done in the wrong way, in an embarrassing direct way. He did it in public. So Yerovam confronted the king brazenly. So Shlomo HaMelech had built up some sort of castle which constricted the entranceway to Yerushalayim. Amalei, so Yerovam turned to Shlomo HaMelech, why'd you do that? Ah, to make some money for your queen, daughter of Pari, huh? David Avicha Peretz, Protes Bachem, your father David opened up many doors in the wall to make it easy and convenient and more accessible for our nation to reach the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov, right? Kadeshiyalu Yisrael Regla, and you close up the doors. Vata Gadarta Oisam. Why? Kadeilas Sangarya, to raise taxes Labaspari for your queen. This way they keep track of all the entries and they can tax them. Of course, it was just a trumped up charge, it wasn't real. In any case, that was his Musar. Interesting, Rashi has another pshat that the gates of the Beis HaMikdash were locked up, and Shlomo HaMelech would keep the keys with him, and a king, Rashi says, typically sleeps a bit later than the rest, and everybody would have to be kept waiting, and Yeravam was giving him Musar. Oh, you want everybody to wait for you, and I have to pay off your queen for the keys. So he was telling him off. Umay v'zeh shehirim yad v'melech. What does this pasuk mean? What does this expression mean? Amar Rav Nachman shecholat tefillah v'fanav. He exhibited disrespect to Shlomo HaMelech by removing his tefillin in his face in front of him, which is something you don't do in front of a king. Amar Rav Nachman, gasas haruach. Ultimately, it was this pride that threw him off. How did he even get to the whole point of the you know, the gold idols and the, you know, the calves? What happened? What was the story behind that? It didn't start with Avodah Zarah. He was sort of in a vice. He felt his position being under threat, and he resorted to Avodah Zarah to divert the attention and to reinstate his status. But it was all based and it was rooted and caused by haughtiness, by gaiva. Amazing what a bad midah can do. So Yerovam is thinking to himself, I'm going to lose my status. What happened? There was a king called Rechavam. He was the Melech of Yehuda, and Yerovam was the king of Israel, rest of the land. He was concerned that when our nation travels up to Yerushalayim Beis Hamikdash for the regal, what will they see? They'll see Rechavam in attendance, and that will somehow divert them from me. I'm going to lose my steps. Omar, so he says like this. Gemiri, we have a halacha l'meishim Sinai. Dein yeshiva ba'azora el l'macha b'zav Yehuda l'vat. One may not sit in the Beis Hamikdash. There's one exception. The king from Yehuda's shevet. V'kiven d'chaz le'lu Rechavam d'Yosef. What happens when they go to the Beis Hamikdash? Who's sitting? Rechavam. Because he's a legitimate king from Yehuda. V'ano ke'imna. And they'll see me standing nearby. I can't sit because I'm not from the Yehuda. I'm going to lose my standing. I'm going to lose my respect. Sorry, they'll figure, oh, Ha Malkava Amda. It will appear like he's the king and I'm the servant. On the other hand, via Sivan, if I take a seat, Murid Malchus Havaya, I'll be considered a rebeller. Vikatluni. Vodla Basre, they'll certainly kill me and follow Rechavam. So to avoid that situation, he prevented the crowds from coming to Yerushalayim, lest they be exposed to this scene, which will undermine his position. It's mind-boggling. Miyan v'yivat ha-melech v'yash ne'igle zov. He made these double golden calves. V'yoyim aleim rab lechem ha'is Yerushalayim. Forget about Yerushalayim. Hine lecha Yisrael, he's your God. Asher aluchem es Yerushalayim v'yasem es echad v'yis el v'yasem echad nasan bedan. He had two locations for his calves, one in Beis El, one in Dan. My vayivoyes. The pasuk begins with the words vayivoyes. He took advice. He forged a consensus. How did that happen? Amar Rav Yehuda, Shoyishiv, he was a sly fellow. Hoyishiv Rasha Itzal Tzadik. He took a Rasha with a Tzadik. Side by side. Amar Rav Yehuda turns to them. Chas Misrael called Davidna. Please sign on the dotted line. You'll follow my every instruction. Amar Lahu, sure, no problem. You're a nice man. We accept you as our leader. Amar Lahu, he says, okay. Malka bina l'mehavi, I want to be your king. Amar Lahu, sure, be my guest. Next question. Kol da'amin l'chu avidetu? You'll do everything I tell you to do? Sure, Amar Lahu, we trust you. And then he threw in, as a sidebar, afilu l'miflach l'beizke chamor, about if I tell you to worship an idol? You listen to me? Amalei Tzadik, says the Tzadik, what are you talking about? You off your rocker? Chas v'sham, of course not. Amalei Rasha the Tzadik, the Rasha, who is sitting there, turns to the Tzadik. No, he doesn't mean it seriously. He's just, just bringing out a point. Sakadai, do you even think for a second the Gavro ki Rav, a man, a great man like ki Rav? He's a great Talmud Chacham, by the way. We'll see later in the Gemara. He was really a great man inside. Right? He ended up, slipping really bad, but he gave an impression of as a respectable person. Such a great man, like Rav Palachlev, is coming. You think he's going to serve idols? Of course not. He's just trying to test us. Elul min sin with the Gabbai. He's just trying to test our allegiance. That's why he's speaking like that. Ikablus lememri, to see if we accept his word, we listen to his instruction, and we're submissive to his rule. Of course, he's not going to tell us Dovid Zara. Okay, so the Tzadik was convinced, and he signed on. And then it was too late. Va'af achi ha'shilani. Likewise, the great man, the Navi, Tzadik, achi ha'shilani ta'a. He was fooled into signing. V'chasam. And once they signed, then they had to listen to him. They couldn't backtrack. Right? You see a declaration signed by all the Tzadikim. Do everything that Yeravam says to do. And he says, okay, I'll be deserved. Too late. How do we know that Achia was involved as well? The Ha Yehu. Because we have this incident with Yehu, who was appointed as the king later on. Tzadik Rabbah. He was in fact a great man, great tzaddik. Shanama Vayim Hashem ul Yehu. Hashem turns to Yehu with lots of compliments. Ya'an asher tivoyis elasas ha'yoshev b'nei Hashem b'chol asher b'lvav yasis elveis achav b'nei Ravim yeshu l'chakis Yisrael. He was a great tzaddik. And still, look at the pasuk right after. He didn't completely do the right thing. He did not abandon those idols established by Yeravam. Why? My Garmalei? What brought that about? If he was such a great tzaddik. We have two pshatim, second of which pertains to us. First is Amar Abaye. Bris, Kerusa, what's for sign? This is an astonishing statement. Lips, words, have power. They take on a life of their own. And since Yehu, when he was trying to actually eradicate the Avodah Zarah, he turned to the caretakers of the Avodah Zarah and says, well, Shenemar, well, Achav, I'm no different. I also want to come worship the idols. He was pretending so that they can gather them together and, clandestinely gather them together and kill them in one shot. So he pretended, he presented like an idol worshiper. Shemar, Achav, Ovat, Abel, Baal, Ma'at, Achav, oh, he only did a little of it this hour. I'm going to be even more committed. Yehu himself, Yavdenu Harpin. And that expression, even though it was said sort of in jest, to mislead them, to fool them, that expression came back as a boomerang to haunt him. Had a detrimental effect on him and tripped him into Avodah Zarah. It's amazing. A person has to be careful with his words. Rabbi Omar, the reason why he did not clean out the Avodah Zarah of Yeravam, because he noticed the signature of Achia Shiloini, the great Navi, certifying everything that Yeravam did. So he stepped back and did not interfere. Tichsiv, some take out the word Tichsiv. Yashachta Satim Hamikov Animus Lekulam. This is another reference in the pasuk to the terrible deeds committed by Yeravam and his henchmen. What does this mean? Rabbi Yechon Amar Kodesh Baruch Hashem is complaining, so to speak. Heim Hamikum Mishali. They, the wicked people, were more committed in their activities than I expected from my people. Meaning, Ani Amarti, Hashem is saying, I instructed, Kol She'ino Eile L'Regel. If you're about to say, okay, if a person ignores Ali L'Regel, he doesn't do the mitzvah, he lost that mitzvah sase. But no more than that. So as important as going up to the Beis HaMikdash and Yom Tov is, one who neglects it, missed out an opportunity, mitzvah saseh. But they, Veheim Amru, but the Yeravam's people, established the Avodah Zarah and the Veheim Amru, Kalo Oilu L'Regel Yidokar B'Charev. They made it a capital offense. You go up to the Beis HaMikdash and Yom Tov, struck down by a sword. So as to ensure the success of the Avodah Zarah, right? And that's what the pasuk means. V'shachta, that's what the shchita, that they slaughtered, they offer the offerings to Avodah Zarah, Satan. The Avodah Zarah, which she says is like shtuya, is like silliness, and shot macharea, that people are drawn after it, mistakenly drawn after it. So Hamiku, they went even deeper, more serious and more severe than I expected. Their expectations, their standards were even higher, so to speak, than my standard, than my expectation. Ani Musar L'chulam, at most. Musar is Yisurim. A person ignores my mitzvah, he gets Yisurim, he gets hardships, he gets Kapara, because he was Eber Nasei, but no more than that. So this corresponds to the activities discussed earlier of the Yeravam and his people orchestrating the Avodah Zarah in a very serious, comprehensive way. Okay, basically, Alavai, we should be as committed to our Torah mitzvahs as much as the Yetzer Hara is trying to. So in summation, we discussed many topics today. We discussed the importance of treating the words of Torah, the Pesukim of Shir HaShirim, and throughout the Tanakh with proper respect, with kavod, using it only properly in the proper context. Davar B'Yitir Ba'atoiv. We had the Loicha Shalamaka, again diverting the Pesukim of the Torah, using it inappropriately, we discussed saying the Shem Hashem only in a proper way as well. We discussed the double story involving Rabbi Lezer with the Yisurim, Rabbi Kiva inspiring him, giving chizik, and bringing out the te'eles, the benefit of Yisurim, which was highlighted in the story of Menashe. Ultimately, Yisurim brought him to his knees and brought him to tshuva. We discussed the meanings of Yeravam, the meanings of Navot, the whole story of Yeravam with Shlomo HaMelech, and how he brought about his whole, how he orchestrated the Avodah Zarah, and ultimately was banished from Olam Haba, despite the fact that he was a great man to start. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.